This is Hoosier Ag Today. Good morning. Welcome to the morning podcast on the 27th of July, 2021. I'm Andy Eubank with the Tuesday podcast and the latest Indiana farm news, including another couple humbled to be named Indiana Master Farmers. We'll meet them. Also, Farm Bureau says secure border and H-2A reform efforts are not linked. Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin says another couple of days of hot and dry weather. And the markets yesterday, a rebound in corn and soybeans, numbers, and John's Anchor analysis. The news begins right now here on HAT.
Recognizing another Indiana Master Farmer and securing the southern border. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, and this is Hoosier Ag Today. Craig and Kim Williams farm a little over 2,000 acres around Oaktown, Indiana, in northern Knox and southern Sullivan County. They were recently recognized as 2021 Indiana Master Farmers. In addition to the farming operation, the Williams run Pro Ag Seed Service, selling Pioneer Seed. Kim didn't grow up on a farm and is an accountant by trade. She keeps the books for both the farm operation and the seed business. She was honored to be named a Master Farmer.
I've loved being a farm wife all these years and just being his sounding board. And if he wants to buy something, I run through the numbers because I'm an accountant. And so it's a good partnership.
Craig told Hat he was humbled to be named a Master Farmer. He credits his success to other farmers that he's tried to emulate through the years. He says that's one of the neat things about being in the seed business.
I could see a lot of the things that my customers do differently, and then kind of pick and choose the ones that I thought would work on my farm. And so I've never had to reinvent the wheel. I just kind of have been very blessed to been surrounded by a lot of other farmers that I could learn from and glean information from and then apply it to my own farm.
The Williams farm is big on sustainable practices. They do no-till and cover crops. Craig says they started doing no-till out of necessity at the beginning, but it's become a passion.
I'd always had kind of an off-farm job ever since we got out of Purdue, and so I didn't have the time to work the ground three times or whatever it takes to, you know, of a conventional tillage type deal. And then we didn't have the money to buy the horsepower to do all that either. So we did no-till out of necessity and just kind of grew into it and really began to love what we were seeing, how our soils was reacting to that. And then we added the cover crops a few years ago, and it just kind of took it to a whole new level.
The Master Farmer event is sponsored annually by Indiana Prairie Farmer and the Purdue College of Agriculture. The demand by the American Farm Bureau and State Farm Bureaus that the Biden administration secure the southern border is not a precondition for backing migrant farm labor reform, even as others say it should be. Andy Eubank has more.
AFBF President Zippy Duval told farm reporters they want the border secured for the safety of farmers and other landowners, but the nation's largest farm organization also wants long-sought H-2A visa reform.
Labor continues to be the biggest limiting factor we have in American agriculture. We have young people that want to come to agriculture, but the only way to do that is be able to expand our farms, bring them in, whether they're relatives and children or whether they're just a fine young man that wants to get into agriculture. How do you bring him in and help him get started without expanding your operation? You can't. And you can't expand your operation without having a reliable source of labor.
But how can you reform H-2A if it is tangled up in the bigger political quagmire of border security?
I don't know that I can answer that question because nobody else has been able to answer it the last 36 years.
Yeah.
Duval says there does need to be a discussion because the problem is not going away.
And yes, we do support having some type of adjustment of status of the current workforces here that's undocumented. These people have been here, in some cases, 10, 15, 20 years. They're good, hardworking families, and a lot of them part of our families, and definitely part of our communities. And shame on us if we leave them standing in the dark and scared to drive to town.
Duval says any reform needs to be year-round, flexible for all size producers, and affordable. I'm Andy Eubank.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast, brought to you by Seed Genetics Direct, the largest Ohio-based independent seed company and the Eastern Corn Belt's fastest-growing independent seed company. Visit SeedGeneticsDirect.com for more information. As we go through the next couple of days, we are sunny and warm, dry, all areas looking very much summer-like over the state of Indiana. As a matter of fact, tomorrow's temperatures are going to be quite warm, well above normal, and humidity levels will climb. This will lead to a little bit of a disturbance sliding southward out of the Great Lakes and upper Midwest for Thursday. Rain showers Thursday through the day, I believe, will stay north of I-70. Quarter to half inch rain totals without strong thunderstorms. If we see some stronger thunderstorms developing Thursday afternoon, we'll have to bump those rain totals. Now, overnight Thursday night, yeah, we can see a few pop-up showers down south of I-70, even into early sunrise time frame for Friday in southwest Indiana, but I don't think it's a huge deal there. Quarter of an inch or less coverage, only about 40%. We finish out the week everywhere else in the state with partly to mostly sunny skies for your Friday. The weekend, sunny, warm, and dry. Temperatures above normal. We'll see a few scattered showers coming back into Indiana overnight Sunday night through Monday. At this point, coverage only about 40 to 50% of the state. Totals a quarter of an inch or less if you see anything at all. This is not a well-organized batch of moisture for that Sunday night, Monday period. The balance of next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm looking sunny, warm, and dry. It really looks like the focal point for that moisture next Thursday is shifting farther south over the boot heel of Missouri, Kentucky, and then Tennessee. So we'll have to see if it wants to drift north at all. But right now, I'm calling for it to miss most of us. So that means we've got one to maybe two rain chances here in the next 10 days. Otherwise, we've got good drying, excellent evaporation, and some fairly significant heat, particularly the rest of this week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
A comeback for a higher close in corn and soybeans. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Farm Market Review, brought to you by Co-Alliance Cooperative, your local agriculture and energy partner for nearly a century. John Zanker joined me at the end of trade. John, with Risk Management Commodities, all the numbers coming up too. John, we opened up after a lower overnight session with lower corn, soybeans, and wheat. And it wasn't really long on Monday before the markets came off of the lows. And then after about the middle of trade, a turnaround in some higher territory. Why the change?
It appears that we've just had a shift, a little bit of a shift in the forecast. The forecast last night, early this morning, was not a lot wetter. Looked like we were cooling off those temperatures at the end of the 10 to 14 day period. It still looks that way, but instead of mid to upper 80s for parts of the Western Corn Belt, looks like we're climbing back into the low 90s. And after, two, three scorching days here to start the week in the Dakotas, Omaha, Nebraska, even getting close to 100 degrees in parts of western Iowa, Des Moines. So taking on a pretty good chunk of the Corn Belt, probably doing a little bit of light damage to the yields. But I think the question now for traders is, do we have an August similar to last year where we really put a serious hurt on yields, not only in the Western Corn Belt, but we dinged them up a little bit in Illinois as well. So we went back to being a little nervous after being a little bit relaxed. So I guess it's that time of the year, and we're not done with that. You know, we'll likely deal with this sort of thing here for the next 3 to 4 weeks.
The turnaround during the session on Monday, John, had to be welcome after a number of sessions in a row of nothing but liquidation. And almost surprising if it wouldn't have happened, since we have been going back and forth quite a bit of late.
Well, these are the kind of sessions that mess with the technicians, and this one's certainly messing with the bears. We currently have December corn 13.5 cents off the low. We have November beans 27 cents off the low. So you were probably a pretty confident bear at 9:30 this morning, and that comfort's been messed with just a little bit here. And you know, there wasn't a whole lot of rain for any location in the Corn Belt, and so that does bring some fears about that. Hey, what if we get into a 2020 type August, we might say, or we will say, goodbye to any potential for 175 bushel corn yield, and a 50 bushel bean yield certainly going to be in question as well.
So, weather market, John, or no?
I think we're in the weather market about 9 months out of the year now, Andy. Seems like, you know, and it's certainly with South America becoming what they've become over the last decade. So, yes, we are absolutely still in a weather market. There's still a lot of bushels to be determined here. So And as we saw last August, you know, a year ago today, we weren't much over $9 on soybeans, and hoping that maybe we keep that November contract above the $8 mark as we went into harvest. The Iowa corn crop looked like the best that they'd ever had. Turned out to be well below their average. So, yes, we still have so much on the line here, and I would say that you can make a pretty good case that there's $2 worth of corn in the balance, and at least that much on soybeans or more.
John Zanker there at Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Call John at 866-837-9027. Settlements now for Monday. It was up a couple of cents to a few cents in the corn market. September, 549¾, up 2½. Dece, 546¾, up 3¾. March, 554½, up 3½ cents. And double-digit gains at the end in beans and 30 cents off of the low. August, 14.12¾, up 11¾. The September, 13.62½, 6¾ higher. 6 cents better. Novi beans, 13.57¾. And down an even 7 cents on September wheat, 677. Livestock ended mostly higher, with August live cattle 123.45, up 195, and August lean hogs 107.40, up a nickel. I'm Ian DeEubank with the Monday Farm Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.